Blog Talk Radio.
When you came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I want to do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this much is true. I wanna do bad things with you. All those shadows there, filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I want to do bad things with you. I want to do real bad things with you. Things with you. I want to do real bad things with you.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk, bringing sexy back. How is everybody doing this evening? Hope everybody's doing well. We've had some things going on in the news. Paul, I forget the guy's last name, and that's a shame, but the young man who played in the Fast and the Furious, he was killed in a fiery crash this weekend. And, you know, it's just so ironic that he played in movies just doing that. But, you know, may he rest in peace. You know, sorry that he's gone. And my ex-co-hosts, she lost her husband as well in an accident, so... You know, when you drive, be very careful, because it not necessarily may be your accident, but somebody else may take their eyes off the road and cause an accident with you. So, you know, keep your eyes on the road and, you know, look out for other people, because, you know, I like talking to you each and every time that I do talk to you, you know, but, you know, things happen. So with that, we're going to get right into our show. We have a very exciting show this evening. I can't wait to bring our guests on. But first, I'm going to bring on my guest co-host and my co-host and get things rolling, okay? Okay. Good evening, Rhea and Terry. How are you?
Good, Gail. Good evening. How are you?
Hey, Rhea.
I am.
Hey.
I am fantastic. The weather here was nice today, and it was pretty nice yesterday, you know, but other than that, I'm good. I'm really good, so, you know, that's a good thing. And, you know, like I said, we have a very exciting guest on tonight. I hope you ladies are ready with your questions and comments, you know, because this is really something, you know, to actually have a person on with, you know, the types of things that she's into. But I'm going to give everybody a little bit about this guest. Corey, that's spelled K-O-R-E. she's, no, I'm sorry, K-O-R-E-Y. No, K-O-R-E, but it's pronounced Corey. That's the name that we're going to use for her tonight. Dave's series, BDSM, erotic fiction about a girl and her master and the slave author that masterminds a fictional tale of two while walking her own journey of submission and surrender. Her Dave's series consists Surrender, the first 7 days, the days continue, a day with a master, and the fourth to be released a little later this month, the days that bind, along with the next installment, Dominion, Beneath, Between, and Beyond, the days to be released spring 2014, is a series so hot, it's got the most inhibited begging for more. BDSM is all she does. She also has an erotic romance about swinging and polyamory. 3, that should be out in about 10 days, an erotic supernatural series. The Storm series that began with A Perfect Storm and will make its next stop with Tempest, another perfect storm, and will end later this year. That sounds very intriguing. Okay, without further ado, we're going to bring in our guests. Good evening, Corey. How are you, darling?
Good evening. I'm well, and yourself?
I am fantastic, darling. Just couldn't wait to get this show on the road. So how are you? How's things been for you? You know, tell us a little bit about Corey. You know, growing up, you have any siblings, and, you know, how'd you get into the writing, and then we'll get on with how you became the sex slave, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's see. I grew up in the D.C. metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm.
I do have siblings. I have 4 siblings. I am the oldest of 5,
mm-hmm.
3 brothers and a sister. I started writing poetry when I was 11 as an outlet. My parents were splitting up. I didn't understand quite why. At that time, I hit puberty kind of early, so there were a lot of things just kind of going through my mind at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I escalated to short stories about 17, 18, and that's when I started exploring the erotica side of writing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of developed. There was really no... you know, no one thing that struck it, just kind of, you know, I was on a show with a writer who said when he was horny, he would write. It kind of went that way, you know.
Okay.
I wanted to, whatever I wanted to feel or whatever I did feel or whatever I wanted to, you know, experience, I just wrote it down and, hey, maybe one day I would.
Okay, when did you write your first book?
You're talking about Surrender?
Mm-hmm. Now.
Go ahead.
Go on. No, go on.
I wrote Surrender kind of oddly. Whenever I would experience something really hot and really new, I would write it down. I would give it a quirky title. And so that I wouldn't forget the day that it happened, I would give it a title. You know, it started on Saturday, trouble on Thursday, wake me on Wednesday. And someone very dear to me said, you ever thought about publishing this? No. He said, you probably should think about it. And I did, in February of last year, I said, okay, let's publish it. Let's just see what happens. And it exploded.
Wow. So I'm getting the impression that you became sexual at an early age or you just had those thoughts.
I just had those thoughts. Actually didn't lose my virginity until I was 21.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I'm only 30, so.
Well, that's a good thing.
To give you an idea.
Right, that's a good thing. Okay, well, let me ask you this. Now, that's your first book. What are the contents of that book, and how long did it take you to write it, and what was going through your mind while you were writing it?
It didn't take long. I want to say it took each story. It's a seven-part novella. Each part took me maybe a day to write. Mm-hmm. When I finally decided, okay, let's culminate this and let's, you know, polish it up, I'd say it took me about 4 weeks to get it all situated. So I started very early February, and it was ready to go February 29th.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Now, what were the contents of your first book? Give us a little bit of what was going on in that book.
The first piece, like I said, is it's a seven-part piece. It's highly sexual. It's seven, what we call in the BDSM circle, we call them scenes. You may call them a session. So it's seven scenes. It's actually six scenes, and the seventh is kind of a conclusion, if you will. And it's just seven, based on a true story, scenes.
Right.
Between a dominant and a submissive, or a master and a slave. I'll let you guys go with that, whichever you feel most comfortable with saying.
Oh, well, you can say whatever and bring the sexy back. That's what it's all about. Let your head down when you come up in here, okay?
All right, I might have to sip a little something on that one.
Yeah, let your head down, darling. You are in good hands right here, okay?
Ooh.
Yeah. So you said it's based on, like, a true adventure, a true story.
It is.
Okay. Now, I don't know if everybody may not understand just exactly. You don't mind being referred to as a sex slave, or is there another name for it, just a submissive, or what?
I'm a slave.
A slave. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is
a
slave and a submissive.
A slave and a submissive.
And a sex slave is actually called a bottom.
A what?
A bottom.
A bottom?
Mm-hmm. A bottom. You know, like the
bottom.
A bottom.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So what is the difference when it's a bottom and being just a slave?
Okay. A bottom is a person who is strictly bedroom. They just want to do, you know, they want to be dominated sexually or mm-hmm. physically, you know, just in a scene. And, you know, once the scene is over, they want to pull their clothes up and shake your hand and go on about their way, and whether that be, you know, continuing the relationship as boyfriend and girlfriend, or, you know, dapping each other up as friends with benefits, or whatever that may be,
mm-hmm.
that ends the, it's called a power exchange. That ends the power exchange.
Oh, okay.
A submissive, it goes beyond the bedroom, but it still has boundaries. So you might say, I need structure. I'm a little reckless. I like to serve. So you might say, hey, I'm good at cooking. I'm good at cleaning. Got a little sewing in me. Find a gentleman who identifies as a dominant who says, hey, I need a submissive who does some cooking and some cleaning and some sewing. And what do you need? And you might say, well, you know what? I need financial structure. I am reckless financially. And he'll say, I can help you with that. I'll put some protocols in place and keep you level. But the power exchange it's fluid. It's based on what you as a submissive want to hand over. You don't want to hand it over, then you don't. As a slave, it's called a total power exchange. I don't get to say that. I don't get to tell him, hey, I don't want to do that, you know, that I don't want you to handle that. he'll tell me, I think I'm going to let you handle that. I think you're good on your own with that. And I say, okay. But the important part of that is to find someone whose vision matches yours. So personally, I have a couple of limits that I don't want to cross, and I have to find someone who's okay with those limits.
Mm-hmm. So
and
you're not – go on, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, that's the same. That's the difference.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Are you a slave to more than one master?
I am not.
Oh, okay, because I always say that a slave cannot have more than one master, but do you know of any slaves that may have more than one master, or have you ever heard of a slave having more than one master?
I have. In a poly household, there may be more than one. They're called head of household. There may be more than one, or a dominant couple. You know, there may be a master and a mistress, you know, a husband-wife duo who run a poly house, or there may be two masters, two male heads of household, and all of the slaves are females, or two female heads of household. It can be done. It just has to be, I would think it would be a heck of a lot of work, but, you know, I've seen it done successfully.
So you just prefer to have one master, or have you ever thought about having another master?
No, it's hard serving one. That's just
right. That's I know. And then somebody's going to get slighted, I think, you know, so I wouldn't need, well, you know, like you said, you know it's working out perfect for these others, but I'm quite sure I'm just going to put myself in that position. I don't think I could be, you know, have two masters because somebody would be slighted. You know, say, for instance, when it comes down to the sexual part, and we're going to get into that with you, when it comes down to the sexual part, I may sleep with, you know, this master tonight and have a headache tomorrow night and the other master get mad, you know. So I think it would be best, you know, each slave have one master. And speaking of the sex, when does that come into play?
Whenever he chooses. All the time, none of the time. It depends. I mean, we are, you know, normal people. We're not swinging from the chandelier. So,
right.
You know, we have, you know, normal everyday lives, and sometimes we don't get to it, or sometimes we're exhausted. He's exhausted. I'm exhausted. One of my sisters, you know, we're sick, or, you know, like tonight, you've got shows to do, and, you know. So it just
right.
kind of happens when it happens.
Right. Now, okay, you're into the BDSM.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to the listeners just what that is.
BDSM stands for bondage, discipline, sadomasochism. Bondage would be, just as it sounds, being bound in some shape, fashion, or form. You know, being tied up or being handcuffed or whatever it may be. The discipline is, you know, as I stated, in the relationship part, keeping everybody structured and protocoled and so forth and so on. I'm making up words as I go. the sadomasochist part is the sadist is a person who gets off on inflicting pain. The masochist is someone who gets off on having pain inflicted.
Okay. Now, when you're having that pain inflicted,
mm-hmm.
you're more in control, right, opposed to the person who is inflicting that pain on you. Is that right?
How do you mean?
Meaning that you let them know just how much pain that they can inflict on you, not letting somebody just come and just beat you, you know, to their satisfaction. Or is it like that?
It goes from person to person. Masochism happens in all facets. There are light masochists that, you know, just want a playful, you know, smack on the ass, and then there are heavy masochists that aren't satisfied unless you bruise them. So you just have to kind of get in where you fit in. Just let them know, hey, I'm a heavy bottom. You know, you've got to beat me, or, hey, you know, I'm a light bottom. Don't be trying to break my arm in here.
Wow.
You just, you know, okay. You just, this is why it's so important to talk. You can't just, you know, run into this. You let them know, you know, where you stand in terms of, you know, your masochism, and they'll let you know where they go in their sadism, because there are people who are not satisfied unless they can bruise you. And then there's some that don't even want to cross that path. You just got to kind of mix it. You know, you just find your niche, just like if we were just, you know, dating.
Wow. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get right back, okay?
Okay.
Hi, I'm Gail Delicious Johnson. I'm more than just a radio personality. I'm also a best-selling author of 5 published books, publisher, ghostwriter, poet, and a speaker. My latest book, a fast-paced, action-packed, drama-filled novel titled Back to Zero, is available. You can order your autographed copies of Back to Zero and any of my books from my website at www.deliciousbooks.webs.com/apps/webstore/. If you're looking to have your dreams come true in a book, look no further. I am the founder and owner of my own independent publishing company, JJ Publishing. JJ Publishing offers service to fit the new or seasoned author's budget. There are no hidden fees. I display a professional business attitude towards my client while treating them with dignity and respect. My mission is to make the first-time author as well as the seasoned author's use of JJ Publishing services a most beneficial and memorable experience. Back to Zero is selling out fast. Don't be left out. Go to my website. Again, that address is www.deliciousbooks.webs.com/APPS/WEBSTORE/. After you make your purchase, check out my website. I thank you all in advance.
Okay, that's Brendan, the Tabulations, The Touch of You. That's a beautiful song. We have a caller in queue, and I'm going to bring that call in. If anybody else has any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The number is 646-652-2877. Again, that number is 646-652-2877. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. First, I would like to say my name is Authoress Terry E. Lyle, and I would like to thank you for being here. But I'd like to ask a question. You stated that you lost your virginity at the age of 21, and you're approximately 30 now. So to be in what you're into, was it because of the first episode someone was very abusive or rough with you and that turned you on? Or have you ever previously been, you know, after that experience, being a virgin, have you been raped or molested and you just went to the extreme because you haven't been out there long and it just seems kind of like, wow, you want somebody to be submissive and hitting on you? I'm just amazed at that.
Well, good evening to you. I think your question is very valid, and it's also a very typical one. What I first need to explain is that what I am involved in is no way do we condone abuse. Everything we do is consensual. Nothing happens without my consent. Nothing happens without his. To answer your question, no.
Okay, but you know something? I listen to how you talk, and you're oozing sexiness in your voice, and I'm glad you embrace being a freak, you know, because being a freak, by a lot of people's determination, is different. People call me a freak. I like to do certain things, but I haven't branched into that pain thing. If in your everyday life, if you're not having sex, you're not with your master or whatever, what happens when you just interact or you might get into some confrontation with somebody and you might have to defend yourself? Does that make you feel erogenous because you're used to that in a sexual way?
No, because then that's not consensual. And if I have to defend myself, you should probably feel sorry for whoever who has to defend. I have to defend myself against.
Okay. Well, last question. I don't want to hold the whole room, but how do you find people like that when you're brand new as far as time span being sexual?
My first and my most important advice would be to research this first. The biggest mistake that any new person could make would be to jump into this, deciding that this is something that you can do just because you feel like this kind of stimuli would turn you on. That would be a really quick way to be abused. Like any lifestyle, like any life choice, like anything, there are assholes everywhere. And there are people who use this to abuse.
Like me per se, like I like a lot of pain on my nipples, and sometimes guys are rough.
You know,
and I said, no, just do what I tell you to do. This turns me on, you know, and the closer I get to climax is because I'm peaking with the pain. But I never considered myself, you know, masochistic or whatever. But it's just, you know, I'm just wondering, should I be going down that road? Because I like a little pain.
I think we all
do,
to a degree.
No, not me.
This community,
most of us,
this is a community. We are definitely a community of people that made a life choice, and this is a choice that you'll have to make and decide that it's what you want or don't want. But it's definitely not something you should do because you feel like abuse turns you on. I don't think that's a safe thing.
Well, abuse when somebody is chewing on my nipples when I'm getting ready to come. But I do remember a time when I was in California, this guy wanted me to, you know, butt fuck him, right? So I said, okay. So I strapped the shit on, and I got a thrill of having the control, and I was fucking him hard. So if I wanted to be a master,
you can't be a master.
You know, being in charge.
You'd be a dominatrix.
Yeah, I did that too.
Oh, dear. There is a lot, I will say this, there's a lot more to this than that. We do an everyday, you know, we are in an everyday, day-to-day relationship. But, like, you know, originally to answer your question, my first episode, my first sexual experience was very vanilla. It was actually very boring. You know, it kind of just happened, and I was like, oh, okay, this is what everybody was talking about. Yippee.
Okay, well, I like to try to... I was wondering, where can I join? Shit.
Well, you know, there are plenty of websites for kinky people.
Okay.
Fellowship. But I would definitely say do your research before diving in because, you know, this community could be as fabulous as you want it to be or as not fabulous as you want it to be, depending on the choices you make. So I would say your first choice would be to do some serious research.
I understand, and I thank you, sister, for being open enough to share that. But I'm telling you, when you talk, you oozing sexiness. No, I said, go on, girl. You know, just listen to you talk.
All right.
Oh, boy. Okay, we have another call. I'm going to bring this caller in. Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm finished. Thank you, Corey. Oh.
Thank you.
Okay. Caller 317-222, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question or comment for our guest, Corey?
Yes, I do. I was wondering how she says she's been with her mate for a while.
Yes.
And I was wondering how did you make your mate like what you like, or how did you guys come together on that?
We met in a we met at an event. He was doing what we call kink demonstrations, and I was completely enthralled by him, and he knew it. And he's actually very, very, very experienced in this, more experienced than I am. So it was more me taking a deeper liking to what he does. It's been a journey. I've been owned for almost 2 years now. It's been a journey. But it's an amazing one. I wouldn't trade it.
So you guys fell in love and you dated and you...
Oh, don't do that.
why?
Because that, he's not my boyfriend. He's not my boyfriend. He's not my
boyfriend.
The reason
why I'm asking because, I'm sorry. The reason why I'm asking because I've been listening from the beginning and you said that you only have one slave master, but yet you're so experienced and, you know, well, I'm listening to different things that you can do and the abuse and the this and that and handcuffs and all this. So do you say, is it just one or are you just telling us that?
No, it's just one.
You would never make money for what you do because all that good stuff you have to now. Come on now.
Well, no, because this is a relationship between he and I. And that's the beauty of this. But he is not my boyfriend. This is not something we shed when we walk out of the bedroom. He is master all the time. I am slave Corey all the time.
So never no pay.
I'm sorry?
Never a pay.
That would make me a prostitute, no?
Well, you know, some of that goes together. I'm just asking.
No, ma'am, it doesn't.
Okay.
But
well,
I'm not offended. But no, that is.
Do you meet with other people? Like, do you have groups? You know what I mean? Do you meet with people that like what you like? You know,
absolutely. We are, as I said, we are a community. We have lunches and conventions where we teach and we learn. There are people we study to do this.
Do you think it makes your love stronger? I mean,
does it make the bond stronger? Absolutely.
Yes.
The bond is unbreakable between he and I. The only people that could break this bond is he or I.
Okay. Well, and I want to give a shout-out to Terry. Thank you for answering my question.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we have another call. I'm going to bring this call on.
Goodness.
We are.
Wow.
Okay. Caller 2406468, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Hi, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Fred. I'm familiar with Corey. I am a part of that community as well, fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to state was basically to any other caller, I'm not necessarily into her defense or anyone else's defense, but just to kind of make it clear that that type of lifestyle is actually not what people would perceive it to be. It could be actually quite normal, where people think, oh, well, you may like whips and chains across your neck, and you may like to, you know, hang outside like Michael Jackson's baby off the balcony or something. It's not that, you know, extreme, although it can be. It starts off as simple as, you know, doing a sexual scene or during sexual play, you may like, you know, your hair pulled or your ass gently smacked or something, you know, nipple pinch or here and there, you know, something simple. You know, masochists aren't, you know, people who like to just go to the extreme to where they're committing damn near suicide. It isn't, you know, that horrific as people make it out to be, and, you know, how they make all these little assumptions, like, you know, I really hate to hear is it for money? Are you being abused? And it's nothing like that. As Corey stated, it's consensual, meaning you're agreeing to this. Everybody has their little personal needs during sex, regardless
right,
if you want to admit it or not. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right, and I do believe there is that control when a person is in a situation like that, when they're doing the beating. Excuse me, there is some type of control there because either that person wants to be beat hard or that person doesn't. So before you even get into it, you would have to get that consent from that person, because if you get in with it, somebody, it has to be somebody that you're familiar with, somebody that you know, somebody that you trust. Because if you're just going to get in with it just to get into it, and then you get somebody in that's crazy, a nut, and just beat the skin off you, beat the brakes off you, like I hear people say, you know, then there's a problem there. So there is that amount of control there. Even if a person loves to beat a person, you know, to put bruises on them, maybe because that's what the other person wants. It has to be an even quill there. You see what I'm saying? A person who wants to beat somebody until they're bruised would have to find a person that wants that, opposed to, like, myself. I don't want to be bruised when you're spanking me. If you're spanking me and I'm enjoying it, it's all good, but I don't want to be bruised or my skin broke, bloody, bleeding, and all that crazy stuff. You know, so there is control there when, you know, those people get together like that.
Gail, this is
yes,
Carrie
ma'am.
B. I'd like to ask Corey a question, and I'm fascinated by the young man that just spoke.
Go on.
Corey, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am the guest co-host, and I'd just like to say I know a lot of Corey's, guys and girls, but none like you. And I say that in a good way, because I had a plate of oysters before I called in tonight, and I thought, well, maybe that might help me out a little bit. But actually, if I was in the position to do what you're doing, I would definitely be the bottom person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lot older than you. My daughter's 43, so I'm a little bit older. And a lot of this, mm-hmm. to me, I've just started hearing about, and I don't know if that's good or bad or whatever, but it's all new to me. And I just find it fascinating how a person my age could finally get to hear something that they've never heard before. I just think it's fascinating.
Yeah. You learn something new every day.
How about that?
That's
yeah.
my motto.
And my question was, you're 30 years old. When did mm-hmm. you, how many years have you been in it?
Formally, 4 years.
Mm-hmm. A year.
Formally, four.
Uh-huh.
Four
oh,
years.
4 years.
Uh-huh, and informally, I've been hearing about it since I was 19, but mm-hmm. it was something that you hear, you know, when you're that young and as a, you know, African-American female, mm-hmm. you hear the little, you know, you hear the little stereotypes. Girl, don't you do that. You know, that's not stuff we do. We don't do stuff
right,
like that.
Right.
And you're like, mm-hmm. oh, we don't. Okay. And, mm-hmm. you know, I am, you know, pro-black family. So I'm like, you know, I would definitely want my family to be, to look like me. And they're mm-hmm. like, you don't do stuff like that. I'm like, huh, okay. And then finally, I found out, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And a long following. Yes, we do.
Wow.
You know, my master looks like me. My sisters look like me. I have a beautiful black poly family. We definitely stuff like that.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, we have a few more callers. I'd like to get everybody on. go to this caller. It's been on for the longest. 240-432, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question or comment for Corey?
I do. Hi, Corey. This is Sari Leaf, my love. How are you?
Hi, how are you, darling?
I'm doing well. So I was introduced to the lifestyle probably about 2.5, maybe 3 years now. And like a previous caller stated, I was just so shocked that this world existed and I knew nothing of it. I was just like, how have I missed that all these years? But very intrigued by everything that I saw. I've done some light scenes, you know, nothing too heavy. You know, I'm not a rock star like you. But one of the questions that I did have, because poly relationships have always intrigued me, even before I fully understood what they were. And one of the things, I have a couple of friends that, you know, do live the poly life, and one of the things that I've always asked is there no sense of jealousy that you see? Because I know me, I don't share very well. And well, I will on occasion, like, okay, you can have them for tonight, but that's it. But to have sisters that all of us are there all of the time, I just personally think it would bother me. Now, from what I've heard from people that I do know who live that life, you know, it's pretty much like, you know, every relationship has its issues. Of course, nothing is perfect. But right. as long as me and my sisters are working towards a common goal, which is to please master, we're good. As long as she doesn't cross that boundary, I don't have any issues with her. Do you ever run across anything like that? Or is it pretty much that same mindset, as long as we're all working towards a common goal, we can all live happily together?
Exactly. I love my sisters. They love me. We love serving him, and that's our goal. Our goal is to make sure that he's served in excellence. And as long as we share that goal, we have no problems. You know, but the thing about poly that is a common misconception is that we share. You know, love is unlimited.
Okay.
It is unbinding. It grows as we grow. So we don't share. You know, Corby's relationship with Master is Corby's relationship with Master. And my sister's relationship with him, you know, is different. And then we join together as a family. You know, we don't share him. He doesn't share us. So... No,
okay.
Jealousy.
Some background noise.
Jealousy is a problem for us. Jealousy is a very unhealthy behavior, and we don't celebrate unhealthiness in our family. We're a very healthy, geared family. But, you know, like you said, nothing is unperfect. I mean, you know, nothing is perfect. So we you know, have our challenges, but no jealousy.
Okay.
Okay,
That's all I have.
Okay, thanks for calling. Hang on in there, okay? We have another caller. Let's bring this caller in. 410-497, you there?
Yes. Hi, everybody.
Hi, darling.
Hi. I just have a comment, and I wanted to also commend Corey for coming on. I'm very interested in getting her information. You know that, Miss Alyssa. So,
yeah, I've already explained that to Corey.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of information here, and I think that what happens is, for some people that don't understand, I think that it has to deal with the boundaries and the limitations. What I wanted to know is, do you have levels? Like, you have, I understand that you have some that does the light, and then some that deal with more of the, I guess, more pain. Do you have levels, or is it like if someone was coming in within a group? Like, I understand if you deal with your master, that's you and him and y'all time. But if there is people that's like within a group or choosing to, like, the master wants to have multiple, is it like some people that say, here's my boundary, I only deal with light, but I'm going to still be with y'all who are into, like, the heavy stinking or pain or whatever and can deal with that? How does that work?
If I'm understanding correctly, you're asking, as a poly family, are we different in the levels of play that we do? Yes?
Right. And if there's multiples within that group, can they mix? If there's someone that has a boundary of less pain than another person, can they still perform within that group?
That depends on the master. I am blessed to have an extremely patient master. When I came to begin with him, my tolerance for a lot of things was very low. Things that I know that other masters probably would have lost their patience with. But he worked with me to a level that I am now, where a lot of things that I cringed at 2 years ago, I crave now. So it's a matter of the master, how much patience he has, how much time he's willing to put in to this girl. You know, if he's willing to go long-term with her or him, I don't want to exclude my male slaves and submissives. You know, it really does depend on, you know, what he needs at that point. Luckily, my master's been going on cruise control with his girls for quite some time, so he can have the patience of Job with me.
Wow.
Well, I thank you for that, because I will tell you right now, I don't think that I could be into certain things, because if he hit me too hard, I might want to hit back.
Don't forget that control now.
Right, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Get yourself a good farm safe word. You know, hey, ouch. Bananas, pineapples, whichever the popular one is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, well, we have another caller.
I just continue to do your research. Okay,
I'm going to bring in this other caller. 240-595, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you have a question or comment for our guest this evening, Corey?
I do. Hi, Miss Corey.
Hi.
I actually know Miss Corey very well. And
okay.
I wanted to come on because I'm a very vanilla person, as she would say. I have the day-to-day regular relationship. And I know from a personal aspect that the relationships and even things that she does are not, you know, somewhere off in outer space, which the first couple of callers agitated me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just like in my relationship or when you first meet somebody, when you're in the bedroom, you have to find out what that person likes, what position they like, how they like to be stroked or touched or kissed. It's kind of the same thing when it comes to that control, and that's just what I wanted to bring from a vanilla standpoint for people that might be trying to understand. You know,
right.
It's not
well,
just a free-for-all. I'm going to go in here and get whipped and chained.
Right. Well, you know, you have to give a person who's not understanding or not familiar with what's going on with her lifestyle the benefit of the doubt because,
exactly.
You know, it does raise questions, you know, well, why this, why that? So you have to sort of like educate people so that they will know, you know, just why these things are going on. Excuse
right.
me, and why these things are, you know, why she's doing these things because, excuse me, I'm learning a few things myself, you know, as well. But I do know as far as sadomasochism, it's a thing of control there. And I would never put myself in a position with someone knowing that I don't want person drawing blood from me or a person beating me senseless, you know, so I would get with somebody who will do exactly what I want them to do.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's, you know, as far as...
I think it's great for people to, you know, expand their horizons. I know I've come to Corey before and asked for some tips on how to spice up my bedroom, so...
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that, girl. You know, you always got to keep them juices flowing and keep that sex alive, you know, and you know, going to your friends, asking your girlfriends how to do that. There's nothing wrong with that, especially if you want to keep, you know, be in your relationship. There's nothing wrong with getting tips from someone who you trust, you know, that will enable your relationship to get better.
All right, well, I'm going to let y'all have a good night. All
right, thank you. We have another caller. We're going to bring this caller in. 202-621, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, do you have a question or comment for Corey?
Yes, I have a question for Corey. I am in the lifestyle, Corey. My name is Sir Shahid, and I would like to know what exactly attracts you to dominance?
What attracts me to dominance? First of all, good evening, sir. The structure of the relationship is what attracts me. I tend to be reckless. I tend to be impulsive. Being at my master's feet centers me to think first, act next, understanding that it's just not me that I'm representing, but him as well, that it's not just slave Corey's ass that's on the line, but if I act out, it's his as well. So taking his structure and his leadership and his teachings with me has just, it's taken me to places in my career, academically and professionally, to places that I never thought I would be had I not been, you know, with him first. So it's definitely, you know, the structure that he brings. I could, to be honest with you, I could never have sex with a man again, and I probably, and I say this with a smile, I'd probably be okay if he would just keep leading me in the right direction. And that was just the politically correct slave thing to say.
So you're saying you couldn't have sex again with another man, or...
Oh, no, not saying that.
Oh. What did you say? I missed something there.
Polly. I was saying if the relationship, for whatever reason, stopped being sexual, I would be okay because his, you know, like I said, just his being and, you know, I had to call him before the show, God, master talk your slave off a cliff. And he was like, girl, we don't panic. Okay. We don't panic.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. And your name is Shahid, sir?
Yes.
Quite sure a lot of people will be submissive to you with that voice now. I was getting ready to.
I know, that's right. Woo!
Ooh, Lord have mercy. Heart be still.
All right. Thank you for my question, ladies.
Pardon?
I said thank you for taking my question.
Oh, you're more than welcome, darling. And call in anytime.
I will do.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I grab my pillow and squeeze it tight. I feel
Okay, that was Chic and Sister Sledge, I Want Your Love. That was really a nice song. I like that from back in the day. Okay. Excuse me, I'm sorry. My voice just comes and goes whenever it feels like it. Okay, we're back with Corey, and anybody who has any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-2877. Hit the one that will raise your hand, and I'll bring you in, and you can ask our guests any question that you may have for her, or you can make a comment as well. Rhea, did you have any questions for Corey? Rhea? She must have her mute button on. Okay. Corey?
Yes, ma'am.
Rhea? Oh, she's probably having. Well, Jay, do you have any more questions for Corey?
Not right now. I'm really just listening in and taking it all in. So I may chime in a second.
Yeah, okay. Like I had mentioned, you know, a lot of people, like the young lady had mentioned, you know, when somebody doesn't understand something, they basically, you know, may come off as being a little rough, or, you know, it is not that, you know, anybody's trying to be offensive or, you know, cause any hard feelings. It's just the point of when a person doesn't know something or don't understand anything, they, you know, that's just how it comes off. And I'm quite sure the caller didn't, you know, really mean any harm, and, you know, the different things that she has said.
And they're not used to their norm. Everybody has a different, I think that what it is that some people's norm is, this is like, for them, would be going outside of a box. So,
right.
Corey had mentioned earlier, she did mention that there was a time where she was like, oh, this is something that you just don't do. And until she was introduced to it and got to know that. So I think that some people have to, know that.
If you don't know something, then, you know, you're basically going to, you know, say whatever it is that's on your mind, or, you know, bring it up some type of way. But there are a few things that I do know, you know, through experience, but it's not like I can't learn, you know, other things as well. Not to say that I'm going to ever be somebody's slave, because I'm just, everybody's different. Everybody does things to basically please themselves or how they want to make themselves feel. And, you know, I do things to please myself and how I want to make myself feel, as far as when I'm with, you know, whoever I'm with, and whatever's going on at that particular time. And I don't knock anybody for anything that they do, because I'm not to judge, you know. And I'm not going to be judging anybody, because it's nobody's place to judge anybody. And, you know, if you can't accept me for what I am, then, you know, you could always go on about your business or do whatever it is you have to do in life. Mm-hmm. But getting back to Corey.
Well, may I?
Yeah, go. Sure.
I just want to let everybody know I'm not offended at all.
Oh, no. Oh, okay,
you
know, I know.
This, you know, that just brought up an opportunity to teach, you know.
Right.
You didn't know,
yeah, that's right.
So no,
right, that is true.
I'm not offended.
Because, you know, sometimes people, you know, like I said, it's just a learning experience, because, you know, everybody, I'm quite sure that someone here tonight has learned something new or learned something from this conversation that has been going on, you know, so,
as
well as myself.
She may have also, you having her on the show also may have opened up that door for somebody that may be like, I might want to try this, you know. So
right.
That
is true.
You are on the show.
That is true, because you have a lot of people that, you know, they saying, I wish I could, I should, I would, I, you know, but don't know how really to go about these things.
Right.
That, you know, as far as like, you know, well, how did you do that? Why did you do that? How did you find the people, and where do y'all meet, and what do y'all talk about, and, you know, things like that. It's a boatload of things that people would have to be educated in. Just like you said, do your research, you know. So if you want to get into the lifestyle, be it whatever, you know, always do your research. Just don't jump into something because somebody said, girl, you be his slave, and I'm telling you. And see, you get into that stuff, and he might take cold-blooded advantage of you, you know. But it's always good to, you know, be with somebody that you trust and mm-hmm. somebody who's going to, you know, have your best interests at heart, somebody that's not going to take advantage of you and treat you, you know, still with the respect regardless of what's going on, you know. So that's that's basically that.
Miss Corey, what are some of the things that turned you on about this lifestyle?
I'm going to give you a very unorthodox answer. I am a service whore. I like to serve. I love, you know, getting the text message, Corey, I have an assignment for you, or I love getting, you know, him coming through the door and popping me on the ass and, hey, is my laundry folded? Or, you know, he comes through the door and I've got my, you know, iPod on and I turn around and dinner will be ready in 10 minutes. And, you know, I get a good girl and, oh, sends me over the moon.
So being a slave, you're very comfortable with that, and it's nothing that I guess you got all the kinks out of it as far as, like, when he telling you what to do and, you know, because I and then you're submissive too, right?
Well, that is what a slave, you know, that's what we do. We submit.
Right. Well, see, that's the problem with me. I can't be submissive. That's why I think
who are you talking to like that, right?
Well, yeah, you know, because maybe in an instant, maybe role playing or something like that, but to, you know, constantly be submissive to some, I just can't see myself doing that, because I've never been, you know, in a predicament like that, in a situation like that, or a relationship like that, you know. And who's to say, maybe one day I might, but I think there would be a different type of submissiveness if I'm married, you know, to my husband, because that's something that's automatic. But it won't be a thing where he's going to be, you know, telling me to do this, do that, blah, 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 you know. As far as, and I don't know how it really works with you and your master, you know, but it seems like, you know, you say he's wonderful, he's this and he's that, but he may have just molded you into that shape, so that things that he's doing, you know, feels right to you,
mm-hmm.
you know, but.
Well, I think that a lot of people, you know, they mix up to be a dominant with being domineering. You know, it's not like he gets up in the morning and stands over my bed and pokes me and, slave, why is my breakfast not ready? You know, it's not that, but there are, you know, just certain things that he expects, but then there are certain things that I expect. So it's not as if, you know, this is a, while we are in a, we aren't unequal to one another. I'm not on his level, and he's not on mine. We are we are hierarchical, but we are not, you know, he's not better than me, I'm not better than him. And so, like, let me give you some examples. He doesn't cook.
Okay.
He doesn't have to. He's got three slaves. But we don't do yard work. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
He doesn't iron or do laundry, but we don't take out trash. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, we give and we take. You know, we all go out and we're all professional people. We all go out to work. But, you know, my sisters go out before me. Maybe he'll drive them into the van pool. It's not like we, you know, it's not like we're, you know, fanning him and feeding him grapes and trying to iron with our feet and, you know.
You know, this past week I was sick in bed, so it's not as if I had to be sneezing over his eggs. He was actually very adamant about me being in bed. He was actually very angry with me that I was trying to work through this cold of mine.
Right.
You know, why don't you value my property the way I do? Why don't you take care of my property the way I do? I asked you to bed.
Right.
Sir, I have to work. He's like, no, you have to take care of my property. Get in bed.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not quite what people think.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, we have a call on the line. I'm going to bring this caller in. 443-801, you have a question or comment for this evening's guest?
Good evening, Corey. This is Simone.
Hi, Simi.
How are you doing, dear? I called in because my first question, well, it's a question that I know the answer to, but just in case callers were unaware.
Okay.
What are your, it's two parts, I guess. One part is on mentors. Finding relationships or friendships outside of your dynamic within the community. People to help you find your way, if you will, if you have an interest in the lifestyle and kind of like where do you go, how do you go about, like, how do you feel about that community is my question. Like, I know for myself, you have been integral in my development, on my path. But that's kind of what I wanted you to talk about or talk to is the friendships and the bonds that are created amongst other slave subs, which is as well as even fellow dominants, and whether that is through a mentorship kind of a situation or if it's just being communal and bonding through online or real-time, real-life experiences with one another.
It's both. At the time of my coming into the lifestyle, I didn't have a mentor, and I really wish I did. It would have saved me from burning my hand on the stove a whole lot of times. But, you know, the bonds that we've created, you know, myself and you, and the girls and the guys that we're in groups in, you know, we uplift each other, and we, you know, we're firm with each other, and we hold each other accountable, as you know. And I think that that's very important, you know, with keeping with, you know, the protocols of this lifestyle, the traditions of this lifestyle. It's important that we hold each other to a
consideration.
Standard of excellence. So... You know,
I wanted to make sure that folks that may have been listening that may be unaware that mentoring and some people call it a confederation, I call it a community or what have you, does allow for checks and balances as well for your own protection in terms of making sure that you're on the right path and making sure that you're doing well. And just, you know, I have found for myself personally, sincere care, and folks that, you know, if they don't hear from me for a couple of days, they're putting out an all points bulletin, like, where you been, what's going on, and I've had some deaths in my family and things like that, and phone calls, texts, what have you, hit me on Facebook, like, are you okay, is everything okay, and saying prayers. And I know that another friend of ours has lost a member of her family recently, and I saw the outpouring of love from us. And I just, a lot of people want to focus on the kinky sex part aspect of our lifestyle, but there is so much more. And there's a lot of opportunities to build relationships and sustain kind of, I guess, true friendships and camaraderie. And I just wanted to speak to that, and I'm glad that you, I thought, you know, continued on that. Thank you, Corey.
All right, thank you. I have a special caller in. I'm going to bring them in. 240-423, are you there?
I sure am. How are you, Delicious?
I am fantastic, darling. Oh. It's so wonderful to hear your voice.
And your voice is just as delicious as ever.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to turn me into a slave.
Oh,
God.
Just that voice. Oh, my goodness. Well, I am so glad that you did call in, darling. Do you have a question or a comment for Corey? Or I just love to hear your voice.
Yeah, well, I wanted to tell Corey that she's doing a fantastic job tonight. I'm very proud of her. And she has represented me very well on Delicious Talk Radio.
Well, all right. I appreciate that.
I did want to say something real quick, piggybacking on what the caller just said. Historically, this lifestyle has been very underground. It's been kind of on the fringes of the popular culture. More recently, we've kind of surfaced, but don't be mistaken. You know, the school teachers that teach your kids and grandkids, the people that you sit next to in church, mosque, and synagogue that are on your police force, that are in your firehouses, that live next door to you, more than likely go to somebody's dungeon or munch or meeting or education conference in BDSM. So these are very, we are very socially adjusted, intelligent, family people who eat apples like everybody else and cut grass like everybody else. And so,
absolutely.
Yeah, some of the misconceptions. Mm-hmm. Shows like yours give us a platform to just show, you know, that we are real everyday people like everybody else. So thank you for having Corey on. I appreciate that. And Corey, you've done a fantastic job.
Thank you, Greg.
And I also would like for you to come back and do a show as well.
Well, yeah. I still remember the last one I did. It was called Everything That Women Wanted to Know But Were Afraid to Ask.
Yes, sir.
You remember that?
I sure do, and you was on another show, too. So, yes, I do. I definitely remember the shows that you were on, and I appreciate your, you know, giving out that information because a lot of people learned a lot from those shows. I've had, you know, people calling me asking when was I going to have you back on the show, and, you know, I had to tell them, well, I'm trying to get him back on the show. So
yeah, I've been real busy, but tell your callers to light a candle, put on some lingerie in their heels, and I'm coming back at them stronger than ever in 2014.
Right, darling. I'm going to hold you to that now. Now, you know 2014 is right around the corner. I'm going to hold you to that.
All right. Well, y'all have a good evening.
Like,
but you got to make sure they dress up. You got to make sure they dress right for me when I come on, though.
I most definitely. We're gonna have a pajama party that night, a lingerie and pajama party
yeah,
that night.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what we're gonna do. Thank you.
All right, darling.
I'll bring
Thanks for calling in.
All righty.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was very refreshing. And excuse me. And you know, KC, we didn't know that was Master Jay. He has been on the show a few times, and like I said, people were calling and inquiring, when is you going to have him back? You know, I know he's busy, you know, because I would text him or call him, you know, he'd be, you know, either going out of town or doing some seminar or workshop or whatever. But, you know, he did grace our show at one point, which was really good, you know. And we're getting down to the end of our show, and I just want to let you know, Corey, that this is your second home, darling. Anytime that you want to come back, because we really didn't get to get into your books, and you also have some books coming out in 2014 as well, right?
I do. Now, why didn't somebody tell me my master was calling? Goodness.
That was a little surprise, darling. That was a little surprise, okay. But, you know, we appreciate you guys, you know, coming on and, you know, giving out this information, because just like Jade has said, somebody's out there who maybe was looking for this information and, you know, didn't know how to go about it. So you did help somebody out tonight, you know, and you might even see somebody, you know, tomorrow that said, I was on the show last night, and girl, you know, tell me everything, whatever, you know, because I'm quite sure people will be emailing me and calling me. But, you know, I do appreciate you coming on, and, you know, like I said, this will be your second home. Come back anytime, especially when you get those other books out, because we didn't get a chance to really discuss your books, and I really wanted to do that as well.
Well, if you want, I can give you a little excerpt.
Out of our book.
Oh, yeah, you got an excerpt? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we'd love to hear it.
Okay. This is one that I know my fans are well familiar with, but I'll get your fans well familiar with. This is for the book that's coming out in a couple of weeks. It is called The Days That Bind. It is from the chapter called Getting Inside Her Head, and it goes like this. I'm not one for the mind fuck, sir. Oh, really? He invaded her space. And why is that? I don't need you trying to control the one thing that belongs to me. He grabbed the back of her neck, her quick grasp cut against the air like a hot knife through butter. He dipped down to draw in her scent. I won't control it. You'll give it to me willingly. She tried to pull out of his gas. It tightened as she did. Yeah? Yeah. He placed a firm, gentle kiss to her collarbone. Breathe. He chuckled at her uneven breathing. Poor little thing. I think you have this totally confused. Do I? He kissed her again. The other side this time. You do. The mind fuck is no different than the body fuck. It opens you up for me, allows me to penetrate you, mentally. Her breath caught in her throat. Breathe, girl. The mind fuck allows you to be stroked, mentally. His finger danced around her cleavage, brushing her nipples as he went, allows me to bring you to climax, mentally, until you're so aroused and so wet mentally that your body will do exactly the same, exactly what I want. Sir, he cut her off with a short but sweltering kiss. The same way you want my dick to find your spot here, he stroked her wet panties. I must do the same here. He stroked her temple. It's a dance, little one. Our words are the soundtrack. The better the lyrics, the better the music. The better the music, the harder we dance. He stood up, leaving her panting frame on the couch. But if you're not one for the mind fuck, I understand, and I'll respect that.
Wow. And that's the book that's coming out next year.
It's coming out in a couple weeks.
Okay. Oh, well, all right. Make sure you email me that and, you know, let me know, and I can post it on my fan page. We have a late call. I'm going to bring this call in really quick and see if they have a question or comment for Corey. Good evening, caller 817-896. Are you there?
I'm here.
Do you have a question or comment for Corey?
I have a question. My name is Livy. I'm a slave under consideration by Sarah Shahid. And my question for Corey was if you could discuss briefly the assimilation into an existing poly dynamic and how that was for you?
It was, I don't want to say difficult at first, but it was challenging because, you know, as monogamy has been taught to us, there was the idea that, you know, they would not accept me or that I wouldn't accept them, or that there would be jealousy, or that there would be discourse. But, you know, I think the most important thing is that you keep your mind on the vision, and the vision is your service to your master. And as long as that vision is in the front of you, everything else is behind you. Everything else is secondary. You know, your sisters will be dealt with by your master. I always feel like that when the sister tries to deal with the other sister, that you're minding the master's business, and that's not your job. So you just keep your mind on what you do, And you'll find yourself integrating into the family perfectly because everybody has that vision, which is to serve, master, and excellence.
Okay.
Thank you, Corey.
I love that response.
Beautiful.
Great
okay.
talking to you, Ruby.
All righty then. Like I said, we've come to the end of the show, and Bringing Sexy Back is, you know, for the mature listening audience, and our subject matter is sexual but not limited to other social topics. We discuss relationships, current events, and issues relevant to everyday life. We appreciate you, our listener audience, for your questions and comments. If you have a topic you'd like for us to discuss or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to me. That's gjdelicious37@gmail.com or either my co-host, Rhea, at RheaAlexis@yahoo.com. That's RheaAlexis@yahoo.com. And in the subject line, type in topic or guest. We're here every Wednesday from 10:30 p.m. for an hour to an hour and a half. And if the topic is juicy, sometimes we hear well over 2 hours of adult conversations. Tune in every first Friday at 11 p.m. beginning in January for Open Topic, and the last Friday at 10:30 p.m. for my musical show, which is slow jams or house music from the 50s on up. On Sunday, you got to stop by Gail's Blues Joint at 7 p.m. for some blues and sassy music. Remember, Bringing Sexy Back does not mean you've lost your sexy. Bringing Sexy Back is a state of mind and how you perceive yourself. And I want to thank Rhea, my guest co-host, all the people who called in the chat room, Master Jay especially, and Special Corey. Let's give her a round of applause. Okay, and Jay, would you like to tell everybody where they can find you at?
Just check us out at Erotic Talk Radio every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, and go up to our group on Facebook. Look for our group, Erotic Talk Radio, so you can get in some of our central topics.
Right, and like I
and
just said.
And, of course, Ms. Delicious is my co-host, so thank you, Ms. Delicious.
You're more than welcome, darling. And also, we have another sister that's going to be coming to Blog Talk this Friday.
Yes.
Authoress Terry E. Lau. She launches her show Friday at 7:30 p.m. over there on Unmasked with Authoress Terry E. Lau. So make sure you check her out. She's on Facebook as well, and I'm on Facebook too. So if anybody's on Facebook, friend me. I have a fan page on there at Gail at facebook.com/jjpublishing.com. facebook.com/JJPublishing, and my regular page is Gail Delicious Johnson on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, and if there's anything else you want to know about me, just Google Gail Delicious Johnson. I'm an author, poet, speaker, ghostwriter. I do a lot of things, so like I said, if there's anything else you need to know or want to know about me, just Google Gail Delicious Johnson. And again, thank you, Corey, so very much for stopping in tonight. And like
thank
I said,
you,
this is your second home, darling. And I appreciate.
Can I let them know how to find me?
Oh yeah, go on. I'm sorry. Yeah, let everybody know how they can find you as well.
Okay, I am on Twitter at RebChase RibChase. I'm also on Facebook, Aria K Branson Chase Areya, the letter K. BranxtonChase. And I am on Facebook. My regular page is the same name, except Corey is spelled out, K-O-R-E. And I accept all friend requests, and just I love to talk to my fans. If you want to email me, it's aribchase@yahoo.com, and all the books are on Amazon currently.
All right. And Rhea? She must
well, you can locate me on Facebook. I'm Rhea Alexis M. Banks, period. That the spelling is always the same. I'm on Facebook as well as I basically do reviewing. And my blog is listed on my Facebook page. But outside of that, this and my books.
Okay. You was kind of quiet tonight, girlfriend. I thought you had the mute button on for
me. Yes, I was very quiet. I was sitting here with the two things I wanted to say. One of them would have been controversial, and I didn't want to say that without putting a bug in your ear first because I didn't want to start an argument. And that's what was going to happen with my comment. And the second one, Terry asked it. So I didn't have to.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, there'll never be any anything on Facebook, you know, because that'll be quickly diffused if it ever came down to that. But Corey, she's really friendly and, you know.
No, it actually wasn't with her. It was with one of her callers.
Oh, okay.
And, and had I said what I said, the woman would have took it. She was already indignant because of the question. She would have been more offended, and I didn't want to offend her being a guest on the show. So I just kept my mouth shut.
Well, we would have wanted to hear what you had to say.
Well, okay. I can't think of the way I was phrasing it at the time I was going to ask it. When I talked myself out of it, I actually put you all on hold and got my guy on the phone, and I was giving him an earful. But I would say this, two things that, well, several things that I heard tonight I found very interesting. Let me just say this to you, Corey, you are extremely engaging.
Yeah.
And you are pleasant to listen to, as well as very very good in communicating what your stance is, what your belief is, what your lifestyle is, whatever. Two of the callers who called in were not as gracious because they were on the defensive. Okay, that's number one. But it's only conceivable that what brought some people, not all, to that lifestyle in the first place was sex. So
Absolutely.
Don't get offended when people bring that up as a first topic of it. When we hear about BDSM, the first thing you think about is sex. Now, I understand it's a lifestyle. I get that. But the very first thought that comes to a person, man, is sex. So you can't get offended when people go there.
Right.
You just
can't. And you have sex. And a lot of
you say that we have sex. I know that's right.
There's
nothing wrong with
right.
that. Nothing at all. Well, good people, I do appreciate all my listening audience out there, the ones who stopped in the chat room. Thank you for doing that. And we're getting ready to go now. And like I said, Corey, never forget this is your second home, and I am going to pass you around, you know, in a good sense. And everybody have a good evening, and see you guys here. I think Sunday is the next time I'll be on here, but tomorrow night I'll be over on Erotic Talk Radio with Jade as her co-host, and you everybody stop in over there and, you know, check us out over there. Okay?
All right.
Good
thank
night.
You for
thank
having
you,
me.
Thank you, Ms. Good night. Thanks, everybody. Have
good
a good
night.
Night,
everybody.
My Nala got the best radio show on the Internet.